Welcome. It is time to grab a seat, buckle up, and take a ride with me through the wild, wild west of the Web3 universe, where we will learn all about coins and tokens, NFTs and contracts, digital real estate and the metaverse, and so much more. There will be a lot to get through on the block, but I'm here to help you pave the way and avoid those nasty pitfalls and rug pulls so you don't get hurt. I will introduce you to interesting characters and concepts as we go about this journey. Welcome aboard. Your ride starts now. What's up? What's up? Your neighborhood crypto proctor, Dr. Brooke, here with you today for another incredible ride around the Web3 universe. If you've caught the other two episodes I've done, you know we've already learned a little bit about what blockchain technology is, my story and how I got involved, and then how to properly vet a cryptocurrency or coin. Sometimes also in different spaces, like there's things called coins and tokens, and there's different meanings behind those. But generally speaking, most people think coins in the atmosphere or in the space, right? So we've spoken a little bit about that. I want to take today, this episode, and speak to you about NFTs. Now, NFTs are a very, very hot word, buzzword right now, all over. Like, I don't know that you can go anywhere right now, at least in the web space, in the online social media, Clubhouse, Twitter spaces, any of those arenas without hearing the word NFT. Now, in my world, in my universe, I see this and hear about this a lot because I am in the space and I'm learning a lot about it. But for those of you who don't know, NFTs, which stand for non-fungible token, are essentially collectible pieces online. So I know a lot of people have told me they can't understand why somebody would spend thousands of dollars on some pixelated image and blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, when you look at it, it's not, yes, it is a pixelated image. And yes, there are collections, collectibles in the NFT space, but there are also hundreds and hundreds of NFT projects coming out that have a lot of utility behind them. So what does that mean? What does having an NFT with utility mean? That's something we're going to get into today. But I first, before we get into what that is and why that's important, let's first understand the concept of these. So think about going to your favorite concert, right? You go to your favorite concert, you buy the band tee, you get the, you know, concert list of the cities on the back of it. You're, you know, awesome. You feel really good. You save the stub, right? A lot of people had in the past have saved their stubs from the concert and they collect it. Oh, I've been to, you know, every single Coachella ever since it existed. And look at all my concert tickets. Well, there's no actual, you know, you have ownership of that. You know that you've been to all those, but like for someone looking from the inside, they're like, oh, cool. That's yours. The difference between NFTs and typical collectibles is that there is a actual like physical ownership to it. So just having a profile picture of something on your, you know, it's like, oh, I own these Nike shoes. Right? And you have a picture of that on your social media channels. Great. But that picture does not necessarily grant you ownership of those shoes. You have the shoes, you own them physically. But in the web space, it's like, oh, okay, cool. That guy's got those shoes or that girl's got those shoes, whatever. Like nobody is like, whatever, right? In the NFT world, when you own an NFT collectible or an NFT with utility, it is yours. It is yours. There is like information on the blockchain that points that asset to you. Now, why does that make a difference? Why does that matter, Brooke? Like, why do I care about having these digital assets pointing to me? Well, Why do you care about having a Facebook page? Why do you care about having an Instagram? When Web 2 started kicking off and social media started becoming more a thing and people, like businesses, were getting involved and big institutions, and then it became, who are you if you don't have a social media profile, right? This is the turn of this industry, or this turn of this entire technology that we are experiencing right now. Because people are going to be defined by what they hold, what kind of things that they have in their NFT collections. They're going to be, you know, there's going to be some clout around, oh, I got this piece or I have that. And it's going to offer you a lot of perks and benefits as the holder of that NFT. Now, connecting dots, talking about NFTs with utility. What is an NFT with utility other than just a pretty picture that you have slapped on your, you know, profile photo or slapped into your, you know, Web3 collectible database? What is it? Like, what is it when you say utility, Crypto Proctor? What do you mean by that? What I mean by NFT with utility means that is like your pass into all of the coolest parties, all of the coolest conventions, all of the coolest conferences, or, you know, meetup groups or whatever. Like, when you are the holder of whatever that piece is, whatever that thing is that has that utility, you now have been given the golden pass, right? So that's an NFT with utility. I'm going to give an example here of Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk, for those of you who may not know, he is a big time business person, has built companies, you know, from like very, very early on into the internet space when YouTube was, you know, fresh, and he started a YouTube channel and built up a big, huge social media following, has a bunch of actual companies that he's running. He's not just a social media influencer. He does a lot of things on social media, and that's how a lot of people know him, but he's very deep in the NFT space. And Gary V has his own NFT line called V Friends. And those V Friends are just random doodles, you know, little lizard or like a little elephant or like some random drawing that it looks like your kid could have done, that are going for upwards of $50,000 for one. $50,000 for one of those crazy little lizard drawings, or all these little lions, or whatever it is, all these pieces that he's drawn, personally has drawn, that are now going for, like I said, upwards of $50,000. Like, tell me, if you think that's crazy and you're yelling at yourself in the car right now going, WTF, like, what? Are you kidding me? This is the reality. This is what's happening. But guess what? That little doodle of the lion or the lizard or, you know, the elephant or whatever animal, if you look on OpenSea, you'll see a lot of his stuff on there. But those are NFTs with utility, because guess what those grant you? Those grant you access to his events over the next 3 years. And that grants the holder of that NFT access to that event over the next 3 years. So say I bought a V Friends and I have access to go to his conference for 3 years. And I decide, you know what? I want to sell this. I'm going to put it on the secondary market for sale. I'm going to, you know, hopefully gain a profit. And then I don't have access now to go to the conference for the next 2 years. The holder of that ticket, or that lizard or the elephant or the lion, whatever you want to let it be, is now the partaker in those conferences, right? They get to go. They get to go have fun and enjoy and mingle and network and all of it at Gary V's conference, right? Huge. Gives them a lot of perks. That's why they're buying it, because it has value to them. And then after those 3 years, it just becomes a collectible. Then you can turn around and you have the clout of saying, I have the very first V Friends in that first series that came out. And it holds a lot more weight. Some people struggle getting their mind around this whole entire industry, because they're like, why in the world would I spend that kind of money on those kind of things? The reality is, you may not. that may not be your thing. But think about all of the things that you've collected over your years, or the things that you've gotten into, like since a child or since you were, you know, a young person in college. Maybe you had a whole collection of something, right? And you, that was your thing. Well, now it's dusty in your attic, or it's dusty in your basement, or your kids have gotten into it and no longer carries the same. You're just like, oh, whatever. Or maybe it does carry some merit to you, and that's why it is tucked away in the basement or the attic or wherever. But now these assets, these things that you own, not only do they have some resale value, and I say that lightly, resale value, some, because not all NFTs are going to have any sort of financial gain. I want to let that sit in. Not all NFTs that you purchase will have any financial gain. In fact, as we sit here in the year 2022, they talk about an NFT winter coming. There's a lot of instability in the marketplaces right now. There's tons of things happening, a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, a lot of FUD happening. And when FUD occurs, a lot of other things happen, right? As a result, as like not as maybe a direct, but like just collateral damage as a result. So with this potential of like an NFT winter coming, or the bubble bursting, right? Think about if you existed during the dot-com boom, which I did. I existed during that time, but I was in my last final years of high school during that time. And so it wasn't something I financially got involved with or knew anything about. And, you know, there's that bubble. That bubble is going to burst. Not all NFT projects that you get involved with are going to have value. Not all NFT projects have utility. So maybe you own a really cool piece that you fell in love with and you're excited about, and that's awesome. And maybe it has no resale value. Okay, that's fine. But when you're looking at NFT projects to look into, it's important to understand, does this company, similar to like the way we were talking about the coins and really doing our own research and looking into them to make sure this is a viable project, does this company have a good solid team backing them? Does this company have a purpose? What is their utility with their NFTs? What is the utility? Gary Vee has his conferences. He's giving people private access to his conferences. The attendees of those conferences will only be NFT holders of VFriends, because hey, you can't get in any other way. It is like your golden ticket into those events is because you have a VFriend. How awesome is that though? Like, I know it kind of sounds cliche or clicky, right? Like to be like, oh, you know, it's only those guys get to go. What a click. But when you're in that group, when you're with those people, when like, that's like your tribe, right? That's like, you know, people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so that's why people kind of get behind projects, especially if you value the things that Gary Vee shares or that he talks about, then you get behind his mission and what he's doing. And this is not a big ploy to like, oh, Gary Vee needs to make more money or whatever. You know, I'm sure he's okay financially, but he's providing value into the marketplace, and he should be compensated for the value he's providing in the marketplace, period. You guys know when I speak about things, I'm definitely coming from a point of view like, you provide value in the marketplace, you get compensated. I don't look at Elon Musk and go, oh my God, he's a millionaire, blah, 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 and all pissed about it. Elon Musk has provided a crap ton of value in the marketplace, and he is greatly rewarded for that value that he's put in. All the blood, sweat, and tears, and the moments of like, I'm gonna give up, like, you know, not gonna make it, these companies are going downhill, but literally putting all bets on himself. I know a little bit of that, or a little small aspect of that, because I'm about to put a huge bet on myself. You'll hear about that in the coming weeks. But we will talk about that at a different time. Anyways, If you're putting value in the marketplace, you should be compensated. When you're looking at NFT projects to invest in, if you're looking at them to invest, and it's not just looking at art pieces to buy, to become an art collector, but you're looking at something as a potential investment down the line, you need to understand there are companies that have viable missions that are doing great things in the world. And then there are companies that are literally just creating digital assets because it's the cool thing to do right now. It's the cool thing to own NFTs and have NFTs and to create NFTs and to do all this stuff. But if you have no, like if you have no intention of having any utility around that, then make it known. Make it known when you post your collection onto a big NFT marketplace. If you're a creator and that's what you're looking to do, make that known. Because then there's people like us who are NFT like investors and we want to invest in an NFT project that may not purchase anything from your collection. That's getting to the whole other side of it. And I apologize because now we're talking like from the creator aspect, but from just an NFT consumer or a purchaser, like you have to understand there are people out there that are buying digital land in the metaverse. Digital real estate. Yeah, that's happening. Digital real estate. There's things happening like a Skyverse. So instead of just the metaverse land, there's all kinds of lands on top of clouds. Skyverse. That's another NFT project. An NFT project that I have really been bullish on has been a company called Dogami, D-O-G-A-M-I, D-O-G-A-M-I, Dogami. French company. Incredible roadmap, incredible team, incredible backing. They just got a huge deal with The Sandbox, which is a big, huge front runner in the metaverse space. That's actually a company you can buy digital real estate in. And they are, you know, partnering with all kinds of people. So owning an NFT of Dogami is actually an investment. It's a huge investment for me because this is a lot of upside potential in a project that's moving forward. So NFTs, they're not all crazy. They're not all, you know, just random pieces of digital JPEGs or Twitter writings or whatever, but they are literally asset pieces that you own that can be an identifier of who you are to somebody else. And I know that sounds weird. I know that sounds weird because when I heard it, I was like, what do you mean? Like, why would my NFTs define who I am? But it, I mean, think about it, like the art, the way we decorate our homes, the way we create our space, the way we do things in our life is a projection of who we are and what we stand for and what we like and, you know, all of the things about us. Some people prefer this and some people prefer that. And so the collectible, the digital assets, the NFTs that we carry are going to be those little, you know, snippets of who we are. And they're going to tell a lot about us. And guess what? We get to tell the world more about ourselves too through these collections. We get to engage with an incredible community, whatever community you choose to get into. And you know, just really get to experience things. So I hope this was helpful in a little bit of understanding of NFTs and how they work. The nitty gritty details of actually going through and purchasing an NFT, that is not going to be done on these podcasts. This is more overarching, getting you an idea of Web3, of NFTs, why they're important, what they're going to be doing to our entire ecosystem and our entire financial marketplaces. You guys, Nike is creating shoes in the metaverse. Louis Vuitton is creating handbags in the metaverse. Alexander McQueen, if you don't know him, he's a designer, is creating pieces in the metaverse. Now, these are huge, huge, huge people in the space, creating all sorts of different things as NFTs. So if they're getting behind this, this is not just a fad. This is not just a trend. This is not something that is going to go away tomorrow. This is something that's going to stick around. It's going to go through its, you know, like upheaval. It's going to go through its struggles. There are going to be projects that you own that have zero value whatsoever. but that's okay. Like if you're getting into the NFT space to invest, make sure you're looking at everything, official links, website, team, roadmap, all of it, all of it. Connect with their Discord channels, connect with their Twitter, make sure there's a lot of commotion and a lot of people. And the other thing about NFTs that I do want to mention before jumping off here is there's a term called whitelisting. And you'll hear the term whitelisting when you're trying to get an NFT or when you're trying to like get involved in a project. If it is very difficult to get involved, if it's very difficult to get a whitelist spot, watch out, because that actually is a good thing. It's actually a good thing to have a difficult time getting a whitelist spot, because that means there's a lot of buzz around that project. There's a lot of people following it. And you can see on Twitter how many followers, and you can see how many people on Discord that they have, and you can see how many, because a lot of these projects, they'll only put out a select group, like 550, like, or 5,500 or 8,000 or 10,000, or they only have a small amount. And so small value, small supply or low supply, high demand, what does that create? That creates desire, that creates want, that creates all of that. So people end up on the secondary market, ending up flipping these things for a hundred times, you know, the investment that they made into it. So understand, hard to get on the whitelist, great project. Not always, but also, you know, look at that, because if it's super easy and you just all of a sudden get a whitelist spot just because you're there, to me, that's a little bit of a red flag, maybe a yellow flag, because if it's that easy, then that means they're giving whitelist spots to everybody and they probably don't have a lot of buzz around their project and not a lot of people are really, you know, looking into it. So in conclusion, to put all the pieces together, there are thousands of NFTs out there. There are thousands of opportunities in this space. Are NFTs here to stay? Yes. At some point in time, we will all have an NFT. We will carry an NFT. We will have an NFT in some wallet of some sort. Side note, little sidebar, because you may hear people talking about NFTs and tell you that you have to go open up a MetaMask wallet and get OpenSea, and then you can buy NFTs through there. Yes, absolutely. OpenSea is a huge company. They did $3.2 billion of transactional like income coming through, or transactional money coming through OpenSea last year. That was in the year 2021, $3.2 billion. OpenSea is a front runner in the NFT space. Totally get it. But they are not your only option. You can purchase NFTs on other blockchains. You can purchase NFTs on other marketplaces that are involved with other blockchains. So there's a blockchain like that the NFT marketplace runs on. In my case, like the NFT that I bought is with the Tezos coin. Tezos, T-E-Z-O-S, sorry, Tezos. And that marketplace, the NFT marketplace, is called objkt.com. That's their marketplace for the Tezos blockchain. Well, OpenSea, the funds that they take is Ethereum. You can't use Tezos coin to buy something on OpenSea. You can't say, oh, well, I have a lot of, you know, Kronos coin, or I have a lot of, you know, Shiba Inu, or I have a lot of Dogecoin. Can I buy? No, they won't let you. You have to like, you'll have to make transfers or swaps, changes. There's totally abilities to do that. Again, in a different recording, but NFTs can be bought on many different marketplaces, many different platforms. And you just have to find, if you find a certain collection that you love and it's running on, you know, a different one, you just go to that one and you make sure you have the coins to mint and do all that. Minting is the process of gaining ownership. So they own the collectibles. If you get the white list spot and you get the minting, basically the minting says, okay, now Brooke owns that dog. She is in like ownership of that dog. We were the creator. She owns it now. She can do what she wants with it, you know, from here on out. And that the company, the project, will take a royalty for each of that to keep the rest of the program going. So understand there is some of that also, but that is just to continue to keep the project moving forward. So NFTs, here to stay, something definitely to look into, something to learn or something to get a lot of understanding about. I do teach a course called Getting Started in Crypto, where we go through blockchain, we go through coins, we go through NFTs, we go through the what is blockchain, what is crypto, what is NFTs, the why, like why you should get involved, which I'm going to be talking a lot about that moving forward on this podcast. Why is this space so bursting with opportunity? Why? Like, why are you so excited about it? I'm going to tell you why. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about like the what, like in that course, we talk about the what, like, or I mean the what, the why, and the how. So we talked about the what. The how is how do you get started? How do you like, okay, now you understand what it is and why to get involved, but how do you do it? And how do you do it like with the right tools necessary for the best outcome? Because it's not just about opening a Coinbase wallet and seeing a QR code flash across the screen during a Super Bowl commercial and getting free $5 of Bitcoin. Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do now that you have an account? How do you appropriately like move money around in these kind of things? So I teach that class. It's called Getting Started in Crypto. I also have a Patreon account. A link is down in the show notes. It is down in the show notes for Patreon. There's different membership levels. If you want to be a part of a bursting community of people who are looking to learn so much in this space and want to really get their hands dirty and learn a lot, and maybe you don't. Maybe you want to start out on the sidelines and kind of just get your feet wet, dabble a little bit, watch what I'm doing with the other members. There is a level for you, and that is the Kitty Roller Coaster Ride. All of them are named after roller coasters because we are riding the roller coaster of the Web3 universe and would love to have you join. So if you are ready to take it to the next level and you want to learn more, connect with me there. You will have access to the Getting Started in Crypto video recording course once you sign up at any level. So you can go ahead, if you sign up at the $5 level, you can go ahead and get into that course very easily from that. And that is a steal, guys, because that course, my viewers or students have paid way more to take that course than they have in getting the Patreon. So that is just my gift for you for taking initiative and getting started. On that note, have a wonderful day. We are ending the ride here. Exit to the right, and we will see you on the next one. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Congratulations. You made it through another round on the block with Dr. Brooke. I hope you laughed and learned a bit more about this crazy Web3 universe, but how simple and fun it can really be. Would you be so kind as to leave us a review and share it with your friends? It would mean so much to get this out to more people as we embark on the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever happened in history. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you on the next one.